It's the Grease. And we're back in action. Stumbling through another day on this, a very interesting day. Especially if you live in Hawaii.
Or planning to get married living anywhere.
Pretty sweet. Pretty sweet.
You're not going to believe what I got in my hot little hand.
What do you got, baby?
Something guaranteed to put you, Mr. Scrooge, in the holiday spirit.
What's that?
Well, you'll just have to wait and see.
Really? What? Give me a hint.
Well, I've got some, you know, I've got a list here.
Yeah.
Of all the things that are guaranteed to, you know, perk you up this holiday season.
Well, good.
Things you can watch, things you can listen to, things you can feel, things you can be a part of.
I don't know. I have a problem with Christmas.
Yeah, I could tell right now.
Because of what happened.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, oh, Lord.
Well, this where it started.
You know where to spend Christmas in a steak and rice patties, Marcia, huh? You know, everybody's home is fa-la-la-la-lingus, fa-la-la-la-lingus. There you are, screaming for artillery backup. Nobody was singing, oh, come all ye faithful. You know what they were singing Christmas morning?
What?
What's the name of that tune?
I don't know. But it ain't go tell it on a mountain. That's the kind of crap I had to endure back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Finelli. But everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Pine Tree, 1967. It was the most brutal battle of my life. They threw everything they had at us. AK-47s. They threw everything but the kitchen sink, and just then, Wondusky yelled, "Look out, Sarge!" The kitchen sink! I said, "Those bangers!" I finally jumped up and I attacked that machine gun nest. I was like, come on, let's do it! I went rolling up there. Just as my men started coming out of their foxholes, I didn't see it. Came from behind me, somebody yelled, "Grenade!" Brutally wounded, I crawled toward the enemy position and emptied my magazine into their foxhole, effectively ending the battle. At that point, I passed out. Next thing, I remember being medevaced to the hospital. Well, slowly, I was nursed back to health. My wounds were tended. One of the nurses came in and said, "Hey, Grease Finelli, you're nominated for the Silver Star. You know that?" I said, "I don't care about manners. I am here to kill communists, and communists I will kill." And they insisted I be flown back to the U.S. of A. for an award ceremony with President Johnson. I'll never forget standing there in the Oval Orifice. President Johnson, country boy that he was, took a puff off his cigar. He spat in the ashtray. He said, "So, Grease Finelli, you a gambling man?" I said, "Yes, Mr. President, sir." He said, "Well, Congress has said we have to reward our war heroes. They've suggested monetary dispensation. Question is how much?" The reason I ask you if you're a gambling man is if you really are a man's man, got a serious set of hydraulics. I said, "Mr. President, sir, yes, sir. Serious set of hydraulics. I am a proud man." He said, "Well, we'll see how proud. I'll give you $1,000 For every inch the tip of your hydraulics is away from your doodads. Is that a fair wager? I said, Mr. President, I'll take that wager. $1,000 for every inch the tip of my hydraulics is away from my doodads? President said, just to maintain decorum, I'd rather not measure such a fetid fuselage. Nurse Cumbubble, would you do the honors? And so this nurse came in and said, if you would, please, drop trowel, Mr. Grace Spinelli. And so I dropped trowel. She took the tape measure, pulled my underwear down and said, my God, where are your doodads? I smiled. I said, Saigon.
Oh, no!
We feel it sends an important message to the pompous, the long-winded, and the incessantly fussy of America.
We know.
It says, yeah, there's a place for you.
On the Preacher Comedy Network.
Wait, where do you think I got that big boat? Oh, man, I got to take a break, but I'll be back. There's no stopping his doodad daddy when he gets a rocket. So linger longer, there's more of the Grease Man Show.